How y'all doing? You good? Awesome, awesome. Okay, as you guys know, we've been doing our new series, right? And so let's quickly do a quick rewind of what we've been learning. So in the first week, we learned about our thoughts and how our thoughts matter and how our thoughts build mindsets. Then we looked at 8 building blocks to help us become a champion, to think and act like a champion. The first building block was awareness. It was about how we need to create awareness and how important awareness is. The second building block we looked at was motivation and how to stay motivated and ways in which to help us become motivated. The third building block was confidence and the importance of being confident. And the fourth building block we looked at intensity and how to deal with intensity. And the fifth building block, we looked at attention and what attention is. And the sixth building block, we looked at emotions and how to control our emotions and how important our emotions are and how to deal with our emotions. Okay, so let's first quickly do a quick review in your small groups. Answer this question: how did the daily devotions and exercises impact your life this week? Thank you. Go ahead. Okay, guys, so I hope you guys did your daily devotions and it did have an impact in your lives, and please remember to do it if you haven't done it, okay? Awesome. So today we're going to be looking at rehearsal, okay, and what rehearsal is, basically. So first let's look at the scripture. I've set the Lord always before me because he is at my right-hand side and is not... And I shall not be moved. Psalms 18:16-8. All right, so in your small groups, answer this question. How does David use his mind, and what impact did it have on him? Awesome. Okay. Tama, can you please share with us what you got from that verse?
Okay, so we, basically said, the way he says that the Lord, set before him, he told himself that, and it helped him, as he was moving, he felt secure and that security, knowing that God was with him.
Awesome, yeah. So David had it in his mind. He chose to put God before him. He chose to think about God, and he chose to have, God be his main foundation, and that is what helped him through all his obstacles and struggles in life, knowing that God is his main thing in his mind. Okay. All right, so what is mental rehearsal when we speak about mental rehearsal, okay? Mental rehearsal is practicing an upcoming event in our minds, using our thoughts and images to make it as real as possible, okay? So look at the mental address rehearsal, for example. Usually the entire cast is, gathered around, going through the next day's performance or whatever, in full costumes and have props and emotions and lines and everything, And they are practicing, but the only thing that is not there is the audience. But they're making it as real as possible, as if the audience was there. That's how much effort they are putting into what they are doing, okay? And mental rehearsal is about creating an experience or something that is going to happen, but making it as real as possible. All right. Okay, so now you guys are going to prepare to rehearse, okay? You guys are going to think about something that you need to do in the next week, okay? And you're going to quickly tell someone what you're going to do in the future and how you will rehearse it. So turn to someone next to you and quickly tell them what you're going to do. Does everyone know what they're going to do in the next week? Do you know what you're going to do? Does anyone want to share with us quickly what they're going to do? Do you want to share what you're going to do? Yeah? No? Okay. It's okay. So you guys are going to go and you're going to go rehearse that, okay? You're going to go practice whatever you said you want to do in the coming week, okay? All right. So brain science has taught us that action and imagination are integrated in our minds, okay? And that the same neurons and processes that happen when we actually do something actually occurs when we also do it mentally. All right. So let's practice that, okay? So you guys are going to do 3 fist pumps in the air. Okay? in the air. Come on, everybody. Everybody, please do it. Please participate, okay? Do 3 fist pumps in the air. 1, 2, 3. Do you want to do it first, please? Thank you. Okay. All right. Okay. Now you're going to imagine yourself doing that. So get the picture in your mind doing that. Do you have it? Yeah. Okay, good. Okay. So that is what mental rehearsal is all about. You know, it's like your mind and your action that actually work together. Okay. So now we're handing over to Ash, who's going to go further in what we're doing. Okay.
Guys, let's give a round of applause for Lorraine. Nice. All right. So from that exercise, you did the 3 fist pumps. 1, 2, 3. And then you imagine it. Yeah, I imagined it. So if you could see what happened in your brain when you raised your fist, physically you raised your fist, you see that, and then stop, think about it. The same thing is actually happening in your brain. That's really cool, right? Okay, so there's this guy. He's an athlete. His name is Michael Johnson. He's won, like, gold medals for America, lots of them. He ran hundreds of races, and he did really, really well. But he used to do this thing where before he started the race, he would sit there and picture himself running the race, running laps. He'd picture himself sitting there. And he thought about it so much that he actually broke out sweating because of the exhortation that's been happening inside of him. So mental rehearsal is actually really important. So if you have something you're going to do, something you need to do, think about it, rehearse it, and it's almost like you're actually doing the thing. So that's really cool. Every time you practice an action, you are sending an electrical signal, this is science, guys, from your brain through your neurons into your muscles to execute the action. And this word, myelin, is wrapping between these neurons, which helps you do the action better in real life. So it's like tape being wrapped around, and the more you wrap, the stronger it gets, and then the easier it is to do that action, that thing that you want to do. So in Psalms 23, it says, I should know it, like, anyway. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, doesn't say valley, oh, it does, of shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. We all know that, right? We, in school, in preschool, in Sunday school, they taught us the scripture. You have to recite it. The Lord is my shepherd. That whole thing, right? We're all there. But when we actually think about what that is, we are sending a mental image into our mind. David reflected on different situations he found himself in. When he's walking through the valley of the shadow of death, he's thinking about that. He's thinking about the valley. David would think about fighting lions and all these hectic things that he did. And that prepared him for the situations he was going to be in, right? So he found himself in these situations. And because he was reflecting on it, it helped him. And he was able to actually do better, right? Because David did some really cool stuff, right? Yeah. So the benefits of mental rehearsal are, it helps us improve concentration, because I don't know about you, but I found myself, because it's the 21st century, we've got a cell phone with 5,000 different apps, we've got a laptop with movies, with all sorts of things, that we just lose concentration. We go from this thing to this thing. Oh, let me check Instagram quickly. No, while I'm here, let me go to another app, let me go to Snapchat, all these things that we just lose concentration. So if we're rehearsing what's important, it helps us concentrate. It builds our confidence. Because when we do something over and over again, it helps us know what we're doing. Like if Tamara said she's got 2 speeches. Now, if she rehearses these speeches over and over again, when she actually gives her speech, it'll be easy. And then lastly, it gives control because we know what we're doing. It's like driving a car. If you keep doing it over and over again, you have control and you don't crash, which is important when driving a car, okay? Okay, so there's 4 keys. You know, keys unlock doors. Right? There's 4 of them to unlock this mental rehearsal thing. First one is vividness. Lovely word. So when we are mentally rehearsing, we need to use our 5 senses to make it as real as possible. So the 5 senses are sight, what we see. So we're going to, let's just do this. We're going to do this activity. Why not? So think about something you need to do, anything, right? Now, what two things do you see in that activity? So if you're saying a speech, what do you see? You see an audience before you. You see, maybe if you're doing it at your school, you see a principal standing there scarily. See that, right? Now, what two things do you smell? You can smell in a hall. I don't know. There's that smell in school halls. Yeah, that smell, right? What two things can you hear? You can hear kids laughing at you. You can hear people coughing. It's winter. What two things can you feel? It's cold. You can feel the cold. You can feel the nervousness, right? But now, because you're thinking of that, it's actually going to prepare you, right? And then what two things can you taste? I don't know. Toothpaste. That happens, right? Okay, so when you're in a situation, think about all these things, and it'll help you get into it easier. It's vivid. I love that word. Say vivid. Vivid. Thank you. All right, so the next one is control. We need control, and we control our rehearsals by seeing yourself doing the right thing at the right time and being successful doing it, okay? So what was the first one? Vividness. Second one? Control, all right? Third one is perspective. Another cool word. This is full of cool words. Perspective. So we need to use different perspectives. We use an internal perspective and an external perspective. Internal is actually doing the task, and external is watching yourself do it. If you watch yourself do it, you become more critical, which makes it better. So if you see yourself driving a car, for example, you think of yourself, okay, handbrake, clutch. You see it, you can actually see what you're doing wrong, okay? So first one was vividness, cool word. Second one, control. Third one, perspective. Okay, cool. Last one is repetition. So we're going to repeat that again as well, because repetition. So when we replicate the adrenaline rush as often as possible, that is repetition, then the more you do it, the better you get at it. So when you're doing something that's important, like saying a speech, there's adrenaline that pumps through you because you're nervous and you just want to get it done. I've done many speeches, trust me. I've been there. You just got so much energy, you're pumped. So you keep getting that repetition, it gets better and better. All right, so what was the first one? Vividness. Second one? Control. Third one? Perspective. Last one? So let's repeat it again. Number one? Number two? Number three? Number four? Should we do it again? No, it's okay. It's okay. Well done. Okay, I'll ask you at the end if you can still remember it. So this week, what I want you to do is practice this whole mental rehearsal thing. It sounds weird. It sounds like we're doing some strange stuff. But it's actually just getting yourself in the right frame of mind to succeed in the things that we're here to do. Because we're called to this world to do stuff. Our ultimate goal is to share the gospel and make disciples. But while we're here, we have jobs, we have to go to school, and school's good, right? No, it's not. No, it is, guys. It helps you get educated so you can understand words like vividness and perspective, okay? Right? Yes. So, during this week, you're going to prepare for an event using mental rehearsal for 5 minutes a day, using the four keys. What are the four keys? Thank you. So take out 5 minutes during your day. I know your day's busy. My day's also busy. But 5 minutes is not a lot. Like, there's 24 hours, which is, someone smart, how many minutes is in a day? 1,000 what? 400 and something. So 5 minutes is really not a lot. Take 5 minutes, 1 minute for each, and then 1 minute just to, I don't know, chill. So take 1 minute for each of these things: vividness, control, perspective, repetition. All right, what are the next steps? As always, we like salesmen, we like repeating stuff. Join the WhatsApp group, okay? Why do you join the WhatsApp group? Because it's fun and you get daily devotions, and you want those daily devotions because they're really cool. And people take a lot of time creating them, right? 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 Yes. So they take hours doing these beautiful devotionals, and they want you to get them. It's for you. It's not for us. Like, we could go find other devotions somewhere else. It's for you. We write them for you. So join the WhatsApp group. If you're not on that, there's a piece of paper on that notice board thingy. Write your name, write your number. We won't send you like weird stuff. It's all cool. Don't stress. It's just one WhatsApp group, right? And then the second step is to actually do your devotions, because like I always say, there's no point looking at them. Oh, nice, pretty, good words. We actually have to do them. We have to read the Bible. We have to get into it, okay? And then the last step is do the exercises. What are the four things? If I come next week and you forgot, Like, I'm going to be upset. So practice this during the week. During the devotions, they'll talk about it as well. So that's repetition again. Cool. Let's close in prayer. I'm going to call Lorraine to close in prayer.
Heavenly Father, thank you so much that you have blessed us with such great minds, Lord God, to think, Lord God, to act, Lord God. Thank you for who you are in our lives, Lord Jesus. And I pray, Lord God, that as we go out next week and we take those 5 minutes, Lord God, to spend time with you and practice these things that we've learned today, Lord Jesus. I pray, Lord God, that you continue to strengthen our minds, Lord God, and continue to help us grow mentally, Lord God. In your name I pray. And may you bless our week ahead. May you bless us to have a great Sunday. In your name I pray. Amen.
Awesome. Guys, can we just give Lorraine another round of applause? Yes. Next time, she's preaching by herself because she's amazing, right? Yes. All right. So last thing is, next week, we are learning about building block number 8, the last one, which is routines. What is routines? I don't know. That's why we're coming next week to find out.